Welcome to the Messages from the Urban Shaman Queens, Take One. I'm Nathan Ziccarelli, practicing shaman in San Diego at Sojourn Healing Collective. I'm here with my good friend and well-known practicing shaman friend, Virgil Sim. Say hi, Virgil.
Aloha, tribe. We have here our beautiful wanderlust magician over here, Joe Doring. Sorry.
Joe is our good friend that is taking a walk through nature with us today. We're all experiencing a shift in mankind and in the world with everything we're going through with the coronavirus lockdown. We are contemplating and thinking about what is next. Where do we go from here?
It's in the palm of our hands.
It's in our palm of our hands.
Literally.
Nathan, you bring up the question of what is next, but you also generally encourage living in the now. So my question is, what is now, not as what is next? So my question for you is, what is now?
Here's my feedback on that. That's a great question, Joan. I like it because...
Oh, you don't have to tell me, Nathan. Oh, my questions are great.
Queen.
Oh, we know, Joe. My idea is, what is now and what is to be are the thoughts I'm believing and telling myself are. So everything that is what I am experiencing now. Absolutely. Oh, stay out of that. Virgil, what are your thoughts?
Oh, let's see. Well,
I'm very metaphysical.
My question for you, Virgil, is can you translate whatever Nathan just said into something that
our followers know exactly
what
we're talking about, Joe.
Queen.
Joe, the thing here is we're glad that you're with us on this journey as you're having your awakening. Oh. So thank you for being here with us today.
I'm only awakening because I'm around you guys.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Brought to you
by
the Shaman Queens.
Messages from the Urban Shaman Queens in San Diego.
Oh.
Well, until Queenies. Next time, thank you for joining us.
We are definitely not leaving. All right, tribe. So, in all reality, what is happening for self? Insights are this awakening into our crown and awakening of self, going inward and allowing ourselves to. Do we know where this is headed?
Okay,
again, coming back to self. All right. All right. So we've allowed ourselves to
question
our reality of life and contemplate through what's shifting. And what really is shifting is what's happening on the inside. We've been calling for this pause of life to slow down.
Yes.
And here we are now, literally coming back into nature to genuinely slow down and to reconnect on the inside.
Beautiful.
So through this time of reflection and contemplation and allowing thoughts, emotions, memories to arrive.
Thank you, Jay.
We come back to that space of gratitude. And we say thank you for all the nutrients that are always provided for us. The shelter.
For the plants, the medicine that the plants and the ocean and the sky and the wind brings to us. The messages. And the bike tires.
So, we are here for you, our tribe, and we share insight, we share wisdom, we share our love, our compassion, for all that is unfolding for us now, as we genuinely take the time to slow down, to connect on the inside, to have inside jokes of all that is. And all that will be. As we have three medicine crows come forth.
Remember our friends. For those of you who can, get get yourself outdoors. Get into nature. Speak with Mother Earth. Let her wrap you in her wisdom. Get outside. Be with nature. Be with Mother.
So as we reactivate our inner child, we also activate our phoenix from within so that we can step into our creativity, so that we may step into our empowerment and all the magic that is beginning to unfurl and expand within ourselves. That was beautiful. As we head back down this riverbed, what are you cultivating in your space? What are you allowing yourself to feel? What are you allowing yourself to be revealed? How are we feeling, Joe?
I'm feeling great.
What insights would you love to share with the tribe?
Well, as you know, I think everybody already knows enough. You know, it's just a matter of uncovering it. So I'm not here to try to provide anyone with any information they don't already have within. But I was just thinking, I'm hearing a lot of people trying to explain the current situation, right? Like, oh, this is an awakening and this and that, and, this was coming, we were, collective consciousness was building to this point. And a question I asked myself and to your immense viewership, your massive audience, millions of people, and almost as many that will die from coronavirus. The question I pose is, does this insistence upon explaining come from a place of fear? And how does that reflect our typical approach to life? You know, like this constant, incessant need for explanation, And is this an opportunity to quiet that voice that insists upon an explanation and embrace the beauty of the unknown, both in our external space with all this viral stuff that's going on, and in our internal space, in our internal experience, allow the unknown to exist and don't fearfully try to explain everything. Anyway, that's what I was just thinking about.
For the month and cut the cost in half.
Pardon?
He's talking to Zanika.
Clearly, Queen Shaman Nathaniel has checked out. So, viewers, we appreciate your love, your support, your magic of just sharing your voice, allowing yourself to be heard in this time. Because at the end of the day, everything is just an opinion. And whose opinion matters most is yourself. So we send you all that and all that is. And we are grateful for you. Mahalo.